News. I'm Dave Collins. Congressional Republicans spent Sunday on the morning news show circuit attacking one of their own.
There are more calls coming for newly elected New York Representative George Santos to step down. In fact, Congressman Don Bacon told ABC's This Week,
"Well, if it was me, I would resign."
And he wasn't alone. House Oversight and Accountability Committee Chair James Comer on CNN's State of the Union.
"I don't approve of how he made his way to Congress, and I haven't even introduced myself to him because, it's pretty despicable."
Comer went on to say, however, Santos is not the first politician to lie to get elected. I'm John Schaefer.
Federal help is on the way for storm-ravaged California. President Biden signed a major disaster declaration for the state, which is being slammed by a series of deadly Pacific storms known as atmospheric rivers.
The house shook a little bit, and there was a pretty big explosion from the live wires hitting and a flash.
At least 19 people have been killed by heavy flooding, nearly nonstop downpours, and more is on the way Monday. President Biden returning to Delaware after a visit to Georgia, where he paid tribute to the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The president addressed a congregation numbering in the thousands at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church.
"I've spoken before parliaments, kings, queens, leaders of the world. I've been doing this for a long time. But this is intimidating following."
Biden is the first sitting president to do so.
"Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a nonviolent warrior for justice who followed the word and the way of his Lord and his Savior."
After being ordained as minister at the age of 19, Dr. King became co-pastor of Ebenezer with his father, Reverend Martin Luther King Sr., in 1960. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Buffalo Bills punched their ticket to the AFC divisional round, beating the Dolphins 34-31 in Buffalo. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California is securing a major disaster declaration amid devastating winter storms. Governor Gavin Newsom asked President Biden to approve the declaration as the state reels from a series of deadly atmospheric rivers. That declaration was approved yesterday. A Georgia lineman is dead following a work-related accident. Authorities say 32-year-old Jesse Maxwell had been working with fellow crew members when he was fatally injured while clearing fallen tree limbs. Utility officials say the married father of four had been working with his crew members to restore power after a tornado swept through the area. Lisa Marie Presley's official cause of death won't be known for some time.
While the autopsy is completed for the only child of Elvis Presley, TMZ says the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office is awaiting results of a toxicology report. A time frame is not known. Presley died on Thursday after being hospitalized in full cardiac arrest. She had appeared at the Golden Globe Awards 2 days before her death. Lisa Marie Presley was 54. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Authorities are identifying the suspect who allegedly shot and killed a Riverside County Sheriff's deputy. 42-year-old Jesse Navarro is accused of shooting Deputy Darnell Calhoun as deputies responded to a domestic call related to a child custody case. The suspect was shot by another deputy, taken to the hospital in critical condition. Dave Collins, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.